Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bad, 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 bad. Amazing
why. Yeah. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we bring back our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is, as you know, is a great futurist. He's an outstanding filmmaker, author of the landmark book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, still a great classic. It's one of the great futuring books in the history of futuring. He's our good friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. You know, Joel, for at least 15 years, I've been reporting on hydrogen power. Or let me rephrase that. Hydrogen research and hydrogen power. I'll put it that way. And for all the way from Detroit, all over the place, different people working on hydrogen power. And you've got a new report on this. It's I've always been fascinated by hydrogen. I always felt like, man, if we could just get hydrogen off the ground, that'd be the future. What do you think?
Absolutely. And your instincts were right. And what's been happening is the dilemma of capturing and holding hydrogen. The storage of it has been the choke point, and the research that I'm bringing to your audience today is going to have profound effects. It's a company called Cella, C-E-L-L-A, Energy, in Britain, the UK, and they have developed a way of storing hydrogen that does not require pressure.
Wow.
That is lighter than the lithium batteries it replaces. That's
wow.
Both the fuel cell and the storage.
Wow.
And this, Jim, the wows that you're doing is exactly what I did. I sat there and said, my God, this is it. It's so light, they were able to replace the batteries for an electric aircraft with this system. And it held 2 hours worth of hydrogen. Even though they only flew it for 10 minutes, they said they could have flown it for 2 hours. 2 hours of battery power.
This is like a drone?
Yeah, it's a drone as a test, but the fact is it can scale.
Right.
So they're talking about right now the ability to capture hydrogen, not have to have it pressurized. Basically,
What is the form that it's in?
Actually, they don't tell you. They say small.
They'd have to kill
solid,
us if they don't.
Small solid pellets. But they're not solid. My guess is they're just riddled with little holes
So
that the hydrogen gets captured inside.
Wow.
Like
and we don't know how they release it then.
All you do is they put it inside a sealed container.
Yeah.
They heat the container, and I'm not talking hundreds of degrees. I'm talking tens of degrees.
Wow.
And it releases the hydrogen, which goes right to
Where does the heat come
cell.
From? Friction? Would it come from friction?
You just take a little bit of extra hydrogen and heat it.
Oh.
With that. You know,
I'll be darned.
It's pretty
This easy. Is exciting.
Oh, big deal, because they say, and I was just at their website this morning before we started, they now have the system is 3 times the amount of energy of lithium-ion batteries for the same weight.
And those are the smallest, most powerful ones, aren't they?
Exactly, and the lightest.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only the smallest, they're the lightest, and this is 3 times the density of energy. So you're talking about
imagine airplanes. Imagine automobiles. Think about
trains,
fans, commercial equipment, things like that.
Absolutely. Think about tankers.
Talk about going off the
20% of all the particulates in the world are.
How about going off the grid and powering equipment with this?
I'm telling you, you take the solar to crack the water into hydrogen, you store it as hydrogen. Now you have a fuel cell system.
That's been the problem, hasn't it?
Yep.
What do we do with all this power of solar? How do we store it? How do we convert it into something that's useful down the road?
2 a.m. wind power.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've got a hydrogen storage that's extremely efficient.
I've always believed that hydrogen, and it's always upset me that we're spending billions on ethanol.
Yeah.
And virtually nothing on hydrogen. It's always upset me about that. Yep. Where's the hydrogen lobby? What's their problem?
With this, the choke point that has been the problem goes away.
Yeah.
And you know, when you again and again, we see industries that have a choke point, and they just can't get past it. Well, this
how do we get in on that IPO, Joel?
Yeah. Well, Sella Energy, look it up. I mean, they have a website.
And they're
obviously the performance that they have done is real. That's the thing. This is not. We think down the line this will work. They ran the darn drone.
Mm-hmm.
It's working. So this is, as you said, Jim, it's a wow. It's a W-O-W.
Yeah, you know? No kidding.
It's going to get
Sella,
our
C-E-L-L-A Energy.
Energy,
folks, check that out online and you'll see what we're talking about. We come back, we're going to talk about some materials, some really incredible materials that may change the world. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.